USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett spoke outside the Chicago courtroom after the emergency hearing was held in Chicago.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of.
Meanwhile, Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the case should have went to trial.
A grand jury indicted this individual based on only a piece of the evidence that the police had collected in that period of time. So a grand jury actually brought the charges.
President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his border emergency declaration will stand. The House failed today to come up with the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting that a rocket fired from Gaza lands in Israel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
House Republicans are pushing Democrats to stop their investigations of President Trump. Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill today, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says enough is enough. It's time to end all this.
There was over $20 million of taxpayer money that was spent on this investigation. And it completely vindicates President Trump.
Some Democrats are also holding out hope of possible obstruction of justice charges against President Trump as well. The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
Republicans are stepping up calls for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to resign or give up his House committee post for repeatedly pushing claims of collusion between President Trump's 2016 campaign and Russian operatives. Donald Trump Jr. is one of those who believes the California Democrat and Schiff should be shown the door.
You got the leader of the tinfoil hat brigade, Adam Schiff, out there every day talking about the evidence of collusion that he's seen. He's flagrantly lying to the American people. He's doing it every day on national television. When you're on that side and you have the media carrying your water for you, you can say whatever you want. When you're on our side, even when you're right, even when you're proven so, there's a level of culpability. There are repercussions for being a conservative.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. If you've ever wanted to get to know or give feedback to St. George's city leaders, there will be an ideal opportunity to do so Thursday evening. People angry about sweeping changes made to a voter-approved law legalizing medical marijuana in Utah called on the state's highest court Monday to rein in the legislature's power to alter measures passed at the ballot box. The ACLU of Utah is promising legal action after Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill restricting the number of weeks an abortion can be legally performed in Utah. And a DEA 360 town hall in Cedar City will bring four agencies together to discuss the heroin opioid crisis. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, 76 today, partly cloudy, 50 tonight, and tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy, 76. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The Kate Daly Show. I'm just going to say that and slowly walk away. The show starts now.
Sorry, Luke. I'm just doing my job. You got to appreciate that.
Nah.
Calling your job don't make it right, boss.
Oh, I'm going to slowly walk away. I love that liner. Mm-hmm. The guy that does the liners is Jeff up in Salt Lake. He does KSL, too. I love his voice. Anyway, hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello. How are you? I'm okay, I think.
Yeah?
Better than yesterday.
Better than yesterday?
Yeah, I got a good night's sleep.
Okay, good. You look refreshed. I have to hand it to you. You look refreshed. This is interesting. That I want to cover this first. There was a letter that came out that told us that we need to be civil. And I always agree in class and civility. I don't know if somebody's against that, then I always worry, you know, why are you against having class and using civility? But this letter was kind of interesting because it was kind of a quoting Bush, because it was for our GOP, but it was, today we affirm a new commitment to live out our nation's promise through civility, courage, compassion, and character. We recognize the critical need to change the atmosphere and improve the civility within our committee. Each person has the right to reasonable notice, you know, I get that. We must remain civil. In a time when this report just came out and a lot of people would like to serve up a lot of crow and have dealt with for 2 years with absolute lying, as we talked about yesterday. It's interesting, the call for civility. And usually it's always on us.
Yeah. Isn't that odd?
Why is that? Why is the call for civility always on us and never on anyone else? I don't think that that other people would push a letter like this.
No.
It just seems to me that yeah, this is the state of where we're at right now. It's probably giving a slam dunk to Trump in 2020. The media is falling all over themselves saying we're not really journalists. We're not really investigators. We just read the scripts. See, now they're not held accountable. But we are supposed to absolutely kind of forget, move on, and forget this ever happened and just move on. But there is now I don't believe in, you know, the opposite of civility. I think that you can get carried away. But isn't it interesting, the call for, okay, you've had 5 minutes to deal. Now you just push along, honey, and don't mention this again. Why is that?
You know, my issue, I think it's been that way for a long time. And one of the reasons, we often talk about this, the mm-hmm. progressive movement started 100 years ago. They're mm-hmm. very patient.
Right.
They go slow. They work their way mm-hmm. to what their goal is. But one of the ways they've always been able to advance was because of the fact that we are so civil. We don't call them out.
Right.
That's uncivil to call them out. Mm-hmm. So this type of a thing to me is basically saying, look, just don't call them out.
Yeah, just forget. We'll just be the better people.
It's not that big a deal. It was just a coup d'etat.
it was just a coup. No problem. We'll just bypass this one.
Yeah.
What it is it's kind of saying this is the equivalent of just somebody laying down an insult. But this was lying for two and a half. Lying. And then you're supposed to have 5 minutes to say what you want. And then you're supposed to be I believe in being the bigger person. But this is ridiculous. I mean, we get a whole five minutes, really?
And it's not just lying. It's treasonous lying.
Yeah, yeah. And so why the call? I guess for me, this is what I question. That call for civility came within like 5 seconds.
Days.
So, and I understand why they say this. And I understand that I always want to be who I am. I don't want to have to match somebody else's ridiculous level of humanity when they're kind of awful, and I don't want to have to match somebody. Listen to this on the plane. This was an interesting case on a plane. A guy sitting there with a Trump shirt, uh-huh. Trump hat, whatever, and this woman sits down next to him. And I want you to listen to so he is speaking to the airline person who walked up, who noticed that this argument was going on. Okay, so let me play this for you. So he's talking to her and saying she just sat down and she's yelling at me and I don't know why. I don't know what her problem is. And then she turns to him and you've got to hear this. Here we go.
She has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
No, but I would like for him to change seats with someone.
No, I would like for him to change seats.
Well, you don't have that right. So I will...
She says, you don't have that right. This woman sat down next to me in the middle seat and started berating me. And he says, I don't know what her problem is. And the airline person comes up and says, is this going to be a problem? And she goes, well, I want to change seats. I can't sit next to
or this. Make him change
or
seats.
Or to make him change seats. And he has a window seat. I can't sit next to this person. Watch.
So I will get somebody to come and talk.
So she's going to go get a higher up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretend you have a wall higher up, but you put that man's finger on the indicator button. That man doesn't believe in climate change. Do you believe in gravity?
So she turns to this guy as he's filming her, and she's basically saying, you know, that man's finger's going to be on the button. You know, and how dare you take the moral high ground? And she's sitting there berating him. I mean, it was interesting to watch. And she's sitting there saying to him, he doesn't even believe in climate change. He's doesn't believe in gravity. Okay, those two things are not interchangeable, but okay. And so this woman's living in this little paradigm of her own making, and she's berating somebody she doesn't know sitting next to her. There is no civility with a lot of these people.
No.
They live in a very strange, wacko world in which they think the president's finger is on the nuclear button every second. When was the last president that had their finger on the nuclear button?
Truman?
Because it doesn't really happen. But anyway, so in their delusional world, now that has surfaced, and many of these people, this isn't the first one, that's why I'm saying
right.
this. I'm not brushing a broad stroke here. I'm just saying that you have people like this, and this isn't the first time, and they'll board a plane, and this guy was very civil. Mm-hmm. The police ended up escorting this woman off, and people were clapping.
Yes,
They were applauding, and they were starting to chant USA. And I thought... And she was resisting the whole time. She was saying, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting here.
Yeah,
and
they were going. Her
right.
husband's mother died or
right.
something. And that was.
And so do I want to match the absolute zero class of this liberal progressive
no.
living in a fantasy world and kind of strange? No. But you know what? When I see a letter saying, well, you have to just forget all that and just move on, mm-hmm. and the reaction time is over and you just move along. This was a huge story. This has been huge this week. Why? I think some more reaction time. Do you see people not being civil?
No.
I don't see, that's what the problem. I don't see people not being civil enough for a letter to say, be civil. It doesn't make sense to me.
But at the same time, you can be civil and still recognize the fact that a lot of these people seem to be a combination of evil, insane, irrational, criminal, and useful
right,
idiots.
Right.
You know? You have to recognize that. You can't ignore that.
Right. And so what I'm asking is, did the letter come? And I see, I actually really like all the people in that central committee. I think that they're good people. And here's the deal. Why the letter? I don't see anyone running around being uncivil. You know what I am seeing, though? I am seeing people go, why is it all that we get to ask for is a simple apology and nothing else? Why aren't these people being taken in for lying? Why is Smollett being released in Chicago? Why is nobody going to jail for lying in the way that they did? I know. Now, me saying that doesn't make me not civil. It makes me question what's going on in society right now, that we have to consistently bend over for all of this and never, ever say a word. Is that what the definition of civil is? Because now I don't know what it is. This woman on the plane was not very civil to the man next to her. She was berating him and yelling at him. She didn't know him from Adam. That's not civil. But I don't see anyone, I don't see any Republicans not acting civil because they're saying this is absolutely ridiculous that people aren't going to prison.
Now, I was called by a member of the Central Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was explained to me that I took it a little out of context, and that what they were really talking about was being civil with each other within the party.
Ah, okay.
And okay, that's fine. But they weren't explicit enough in the letter.
Right. But I guess even with that, we need more questions. We need more dialogue.
Even within the party.
Within the party, because there's people in the party that believe in the Constitution, and there's people in the party that don't. You have Republicans that don't believe in the Constitution at all.
That's right.
Not only do they believe in changing it, as if it's the problem, and not themselves, but I am not seeing... I think the definition of civility needs to be understood. And what's the playing ground here? Because I see people ask questions, and when they ask questions, people say, well, just be civil about it. We are. There's not even a raised voice. This is just me asking a question.
Well, one of the reasons for that is if you ask a civil person to calm down and be civil, they will. If you ask a nutcase to calm down and be civil, they get louder and yell
more
and get violent.
Yes, yes.
That's the reason it goes this way.
A house divided against itself cannot stand. But they also, said Abraham Lincoln. But I also get that within that house, if it isn't based on the things that are right, can people not ask questions? Do we have to be do we have to be united on a course that isn't right just to be united?
No.
Is united the only goal? Because there's a lot of people out there I see united, but what they're united on isn't
right.
Okay.
That's right.
So a house divided, I guess it's the division that we're working against, but if I see a question that needs to be asked, if I see something that's not right, I'm going to ask it. And that doesn't mean that I'm the one that's divided. It means that I'm critically thinking about the direction of a group of people and where we're headed. I want people to understand the Constitution. So I don't understand.
Well, the answer to being divided is not to forget the division. It's to compromise on the division.
Exactly.
And if you don't talk about it, you can't compromise.
For the sake of being united, we have to drop some principles in order to do that. Because in order to meet people where they're at right now with their understanding that's so lame in the Constitution, that means that to be united, everyone has... It's kind of like Common Core.
Yeah.
Everyone has to meet on a level that's far below where we should be.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Hansen. I'm here to talk to you about Novatio Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Manning. 6 weeks ago, I had a procedure done, and it has changed my life. Because of this procedure, I am doing things that I haven't done for years. Not only has he helped me with my knees, he's helped me in other ways. He's helped me become healthier and more active. I can't believe after this procedure, I was able to go hunting with my son, my grandson, and all of my friends. I cannot believe that I'm going up and downstairs, which I haven't done in years. It's been really fun to go out with friends again and enjoy myself and be able to even maybe dance. You know, with my wife. My wife and I have planned a vacation, and I can hardly wait to go on a vacation with her pain-free.
Call Navatio, 435-688-1152, or visit NavatioOrtho.com.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Do your kids have to Google camping to see what it looks like? Do your kids watch YouTube videos to learn about wildlife? When was the last time your entire family got away from the electronics and spent a weekend camping in the great outdoors? Now is the time to make summer memories with your family. Nielsen RV can make those memories happen for less than you might think. Nielsen RV is the home of the warranty forever at no cost to you. State Street and Hurricane in St. George off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag, or NielsenRV.com.
As a business owner, trying to get more people to see your business can be a challenge. SunTran buses can make your business constantly visible across the city for 15 hours each day with their huge billboards displayed across the buses. SunTran has a total of 6 routes traveling from Ivins through the Bloomington Walmart and Deseret Industries. SunTran has a few spaces remaining for advertising starting at $150 a month. They've just extended their 30% off an ad space until the end of March or until the buses are filled up. Don't delay. Call Susie today for more information. 627-4074 or visit yourbusadhere.com.
Hi, it's Justin from the mattress store in Washington next to Best Buy. And guess who walked in today? Carl Lamar.
Hey, Justin, I need a new mattress. The one I got just ain't cutting it for me anymore. I was test resting beds at your Bloomington store. You know where that's at. In Bloomington, next to Walmart. And I fell in love with the Tempur-Pedic. You know which one I chose?
The ProAdapt Hybrid by Tempur-Pedic.
How did you know? I look like a hybrid kind of guy, don't I?
I thought it was the perfect fit for you. The hybrid could be the perfect fit for you, too.
Stop by the mattress store today, because remember, nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody!
I'm Darren Snyder. I'm one of the counselors at Lionsgate Recovery. I love my job. I get to see how people react and change. Even the slightest shift in their lives creates such momentous occasions for them. We are like a family. We focus on the individuals that are there. It's like coming home. There's something special about Lionsgate. It's a place where you can heal, that you get to actually live life again.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Fair and balanced. You won't find that on the Clark and Dow Show. We're the Sun River Boys.
Tune in every Wednesday at 5:30. Live young.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com to learn more.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Roaring engines, headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away.
Side.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They helped me so much, 33 pounds off, and kept it off all year. I couldn't have done it without them. And I had tried. I had tried for a while, actually, and it just wasn't coming off. I'd make strides for a week or two, and then I'd find myself back at the same place. And it wasn't until I went over to Dr. Diet that I actually got rid of it. And let me just tell you how much better I feel. I can't even express to you. And it was because when they work with you and have accountability, it's such a different process than it is you trying to do it yourself. And so I really, really encourage you, if you have some weight to lose, if you want to get a healthy body again, really it's about health, and it's about kind of living a lifestyle that works for you, and also what works within your body. A lot of body types are really different. Some people might gain weight because of carbs. Other people fly through carbs. Some people need more protein. Others don't. You've got to find the diet that works for you, and you've got it. And it's not just a diet. It's a lifestyle change. And so they really can help you with this. And that's what they helped me with, was understanding I was doing all the wrong things. I was on the wrong diets. I was trying all the fads. It wasn't working for me. And so I went over there and got such a huge understanding in how my body works and how different my body is. And it started coming off like crazy. I started noticing after the first week. Get over to Dr. Diet, please, because they really can help you with so many different ways to understand what your body needs. And here we're all out there trying all these fads. There's no reason to do that. Just get down there and they can help you figure it out. They can also have somebody that's going to be holding you accountable to each week and say, okay, you know, keep you on track and really help you through it. Boy, it makes a huge, huge difference. You have no idea. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. You can join their Facebook page. They have specials all the time. Dr. Diet Wellness, and then also 628 Diet is the number. It's right on the boulevard, 628 Diet. These guys are fantastic. Get some help. And then as summer approaches, you'll feel so much better. So I love the song Silver Wings. Merle Haggard, by the way. We were kind of had our brains on government contracts today. It's been kind of an interesting one. And what brought it up, but we'll get into some local stuff, but what brought this up was, I was looking at all the articles. The Pentagon, I got a notice last night. Pentagon releases $1 billion, right, for the wall. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the number, and the number struck me, and I thought, what in the world is going on? And it was for 57 miles. Now, think about that for a minute. 57 miles for $1 billion. Something seems a little off when you have $17 million a mile. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money a mile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Texas was awarded a contract by George P. Bush. He's in charge of who gets the contracts, right? Anyway, George P. Bush, the grandson. And he awarded a Texas contractor who has paid money into his campaign to be the lands person, to be the person that develops and things. They got for $150 million, they're doing 6 miles on the Rio Grande. 6 miles. It's like over 25 a mile, $25 million a mile. Israel built their wall under $2 million a mile. $2 million a mile. Okay. And we're paying $17 million a mile right now. See, back when the 2006 Secure Fence Act went through, they put it through and then did about every single thing they could to slow it down and stop it. And even Michael Chernoff, what he did as Homeland Security was sick the EPA on it so it would really slow it down. But they did shoddy pieces of fence. They had more than enough money. They didn't utilize it for the miles. They didn't utilize it. And it makes me say that Israel should come and build our fence for us. But it was it's interesting to really do the numbers, right? And in all the articles I've read, and I've read many this morning, all the articles I've read, not one mention of how much it is a mile. Why? That's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly if we think it's $1 billion for every 57 miles, we're going to think this is a hunk of money. We'll never get it through. It'll never happen. They've been stalling for over a decade. My gosh, this thing's not going to happen until you know, what, 2150? I mean, we're going to be looking at a wall, you know, eons from now. And so we'll look more at that in the next in the national show. But government contracts are kind of an interesting thing because we were looking at the airport. The airport's going to close down for 4 months next month here. And as it closes down, they're having to rebuild the runway. Why are they having to rebuild the runway so quickly? It was just built.
Well,
it just opened.
The reason is very simple. Somehow, I know it's unusual to see blue clay in this area, but nobody noticed that the blue clay needed to be removed before they put the runway in.
Or they did and they didn't care.
Or they did and they didn't care. Well, I didn't want to say that. You're mean.
Well, let's just cut to the chase. Because I don't know how you could ignore that
pesky
little fact.
They knew it. But at the time, they didn't want to tell the people of St. George how much more it was going to cost because the location had blue clay. They were having enough. Remember, they were having trouble getting people to go along with the new airport. You know, it was a lot of money. The old airport, there was no guarantee we needed the extra runway, blah, 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 blah.
Well, we didn't, but okay.
Right. So they were already having trouble to say, well, it's going to cost another $10 million because of the blue clay. At the time, wouldn't have gone over.
So now it's costing us almost $40
million
for a runway that should cost us around $9 million.
And their claim is it's not really costing us because the money's coming from the federal government, which well, gets their money out of thin air, as we all know.
That empty bank account in the sky, apparently. Each passenger pays into that, and we pay the feds. And but they were quick to say it's not coming out of the local funds. But the amount of the bid that was awarded, I think JP Excavating got it, was it's really $26-27 million dollars to redo the runway. But why was the runway built so shoddily in the beginning? And did they know? And who passes off on these things? Who's the person, and please tell me, who's the person that passes off on the numbers and the soil testing and the way they go about the bidding process? Because then it goes to the city. The city doesn't know anything about airports. What they're doing is only looking at the cost, right?
And they approved it.
Yeah. See, one thing that I realized when looking at these government contracts and who awards them, because I did a lot of research into this last night, was it was interesting to me how they were picking companies to award these ginormous contracts for the wall. And they were in business a year, had two employees, were a little tiny house in the middle of Omaha, and and had made $130,000. Okay. And that's the company that gets the multi-gazillion dollar bid. Well, if you were trying to shelf, you know, do these bids, you would probably look at a company that was doing a little bit more than that, wouldn't you? I mean, that isn't the first. I think of all the construction companies in the country, that would not be my first pick, right?
It depends on who they're married to.
It depends on nepotism.
Yeah.
Well, and you're exactly right. So. There were one time a company got a bid, a government contract, and another company put in a. And this wasn't local; this was national. And the other company said, "But they can't do it. They're incompetent. They why would you award this bid to them?" Well, the EPA looked at it and they awarded the bid anyway, even after saying in court proceedings that yeah, they couldn't do it, weren't able to do it, had absolutely no business doing it. But we're still going to award it. And I thought, wow. So who vets the companies that get the contracts in the first place? Who vetted the company, Monks? Who vetted them? And who said that they, who stood behind that and said in the county and said, soil looks great, even though we know there's concerns throughout this entire area for blue clay. We're just going to accept? Am I wrong here? I mean, I'm actually questioning.
You're right.
What in the world?
Someone had to test the ground out there for that.
Right. So,
and so nobody put up the red flag and said, by the way, there's blue clay here. We need to dig 20 feet down.
Right. Right.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And so, so the testing requirements, and can Monks have the ability to sue when they say, you know, you're asking us to do this project and put our name on it, but you know, and we all know that this isn't going to work out, right? There's that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to this kind of thing that I don't think anyone asks. When I saw all the articles and everyone was saying $1 billion for the wall, nobody wants the wall to be built more than me. But the problem, nobody even said, gee, 57 miles, you know, at 17 million a mile seems really strange. Why is that? Nobody asks questions, in other words. We're not trained to, I think, really kind of go, well, wait a minute here. You know, it's like in Frasier, when Frasier was ordering the fish and his dad goes, somebody's getting scrawed. Yeah, is somebody? Yeah.
You know, I had a question when I was reading this, though.
Uh-huh.
Who was the person that checked the ground for all those housing developments out by the airport? Are they on Blue Clay? Because I know there's been issues in St. George.
Right.
They had to tear out all... bunch of condos off of Bluff Street for that.
Yeah.
So are these people in those new developments out by the airport going to be screaming and yelling in 10 years that their house is falling
exactly.
down?
Exactly. Exactly. And who in the city is approving this and who in the city knows this? Now, the city announced they're having all these town halls, and the big headline caveat was, we don't have all the answers. Well, do they have any answers? do they have any answers? Because... I would like to know, if somebody wants to go and ask for me, I would like to know why in the world the city would approve and didn't want to pay maybe for the import materials if they knew there was blue clay. And why are these projects getting approved knowing that there could be issues if they know that there were issues? That's my question.
My question is, if you worked for a private company and you signed a contract with a company... And it was wrong, and it cost the company $25 million. How long would you have your job?
Right, right, right.
Somebody's responsible for this.
Yeah.
But one's being held responsible.
I would actually say it's more the city's job to do the due diligence.
Of course.
To say, you know, we have these concerns. Is this being addressed? We're going to pay for, or we're going to make sure that this is happening with the soil. We're going to make sure that all these things are in place. Because that would certainly add to the bid, right?
If
there were concerns. You couldn't just take the bid as is. And so if a company contracts and says, okay, we won the bid, but then we know there's problems, somebody has the job to tack that on.
Yeah.
And I would say it would the rest in the city.
Well, in this case, I think what they decided was, let's wait 8 years and see what happens.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan. So now we're paying almost $40 million for something that should have cost $9 million.
It is easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently, they go by that theory.
Yeah. It's just, do you see any accountability? I don't see any articles asking these questions. I don't see anybody doing any due diligence to say, well, wait, why are we rebuilding this after 8 years? You realize that McCarran was built in 48 and they didn't do any renovating for 50 years? I mean, come on, this is getting ridiculous.
But we don't, USA Today doesn't have an office here in St. George.
Yeah, right? And the renovation at McCarran was just to switch it to concrete. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, it's time for Travel Tuesday with Celeste. You guys are busy, busy, busy.
We are. It's called wave season, and we are in the middle of it right now. We have fantastic offers for people, and we are just booking all kinds of cruises, river cruises, escorted tours, and vacations all over the world.
Now, people have learned that it doesn't cost you extra to work through a travel agent. How does that work?
Not at our agency. So you can basically come in and see us, set up an appointment, and we'll take care of all the details of your vacation from start to finish with the air, hotels, or the cruise package, whatever you need, travel insurance, and we don't charge any fees. The cruise lines and tour operators pay us to do the work for them.
And you really do set up everything, believe me. You know, we're talking about transfers, who to talk to, where to go, almost where to stand.
Pretty much. We try to make it really easy for you. And our goal is to make it the best vacation possible. And all you have to do is pack your bags and show up.
You find a lot of people with a little trepidation about going somewhere, you know, foreign, out of this native soil. It's really so easy, though.
We do. We try to make it easy. And we also have some escorted tours and river cruises that we host ourselves. So if you want to go with a group, maybe for your first time to Europe, that's a great way to try it.
Or many of you out there may be thinking about a great big family vacation with all the grandkids, all the moms and dads. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
We do a lot of the multi-generational vacations for grandma, grandpa, kids, grandkids, and it's really fun to put those together. We enjoy it.
And you have a lot of ideas of where they should go.
We do, definitely. So call Mary, Christy, Lauren, or myself at 628-3636.
And how can they find you online?
stgeorgetravel.com, and we'd love to set up an appointment and help you with your next vacation.
Selise, thanks for coming in today. Join us again soon for another Travel Tuesday with Selise from the Travel Connection.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience.
Savannah J said,
"Absolutely love and would recommend this center to anyone and everyone. Dr. Swindlehurst is amazing."
And Megan J said,
"Great place to go when you need answers that a traditional doctor is not giving you. I am feeling great and have solved all of my health complaints by following the program at Red River."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of Planet 105.1. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
As a business owner, trying to get more people to see your business can be a challenge. SunTran buses can make your business constantly visible across the city for 15 hours each day with their huge billboards displayed across the buses. SunTran has a total of 6 routes traveling from Ivins through the Bloomington Walmart and Deseret Industries. SunTran has a few spaces remaining for advertising starting at $150 a month. They've just extended their 30% off an ad space until the end of March or until the buses are filled up. Don't delay. Call Susie today for more information. 627-4074 or visit yourbusadhere.com.
Coming soon to St. George. You break, I fix. Your best choice to repair cell phones, tablets, PCs, Macs, drones, game consoles, and so much more. Diagnostics are always free, and each repair comes with a 90-day warranty and a low-price guarantee. Download the You Break, I Fix mobile app for a $10 discount on your first repair.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com to learn more.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Silver wings shining in the sun.
Kate Daly Show. So glad you're joining us today. Just asking questions and really and truly, I think both of us are just inquisitive about it. Just seems a little strange that not one word is said about the fact that we're redoing an airport closing down for 4 months, and the contract bid is high because we have to replace now, because of Blue Clay, we have to replace this runway. And it doesn't, now the runway that should have cost maybe 9 or 10 is costing how much? Almost 40. So. Anyway, we have a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
So I work in the soils industry, and okay. I had that same question.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this flagged earlier? And in talking with several people who are in the soils world,
Right.
Learn that the original company who did the design actually saw that it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And in their report issued, it said basically the clay's there. If it gets wet, there's going to be a problem.
It's the, right.
The runway's going to heave. And but the FAA has had requirements that saying we're only concerned with the soils in the upper 4 feet, because that's the main zone of where when a plane impacts a runway, that's where your main zone of influence is, the upper 4 feet.
Right.
So that's all they were concerned about.
Hmm.
So it was in there saying mm-hmm. that the clay was there. It's going to be a problem. The city knew about it. The FAA knew about it. Everybody else knew about it.
So why not?
There's been multiple reports done for the buildings out there, for the hangar, or for the mm-hmm. runway. So it was there.
So why not halt it or stop it and make sure that problem got solved, so we weren't looking at another $26, $27 million to replace it and all the stuff that goes along with this right now? Doesn't it seem like that would probably be cause for halting or stopping or saying, now, wait a minute, we do have a problem here when it gets wet? Like, this is going to be an issue.
Well, I think part of the thing was they were hoping it wouldn't get wet, I'm guessing now. But
right.
when the FAA says, you know what, that's okay, that's adequate design, it kind of takes it out of your hands as an engineer.
Hmm.
When the overseeing agency says, no, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're left helpless, basically.
Right.
You identified the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
the FFA signing off on the funds that they contribute to the project. And I'm just asking, cause I'm not an expert on this. So they're signing off on what they think or how it should be done. But isn't there more responsibility as well, that the city, the county, the people doing the airport, don't they need to take in that accountability too? I mean, it just seems to me that so everything rests on the FFA, what they say goes, and then they're never held accountable when we're rebuilding 8 years later?
That I don't know about. Mm-hmm. And I think the FAA is kicking in a chunk of money to do this. That's my mm-hmm. understanding. Now, I could be totally wrong. As far as building homes,
mm-hmm.
Every subdivision, every area, every house, every building is required to have a geotechnical investigation on it.
Mm, okay.
So it is identified, and the city relies on engineers or engineering firms to come up with recommendations for, you know, to put the building on.
Interesting.
On
okay.
So it works for houses,
on the
but
worst
not for
clay
airports.
Known right. to mankind.
Uh-huh.
As long as you follow the recommendations and you know, do A, B, C, D,
hmm.
it's going to be fine. The problem is when you don't do what's required or what's recommended.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate you calling in. Love it.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Hi, caller. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
I worked, unfortunately, really mm-hmm. closely with the FAA for 3.5 decades. They mm-hmm. are an incredibly arrogant and mm-hmm. authoritarian-type people.
Uh-huh.
And do you know the percentages of the overall cost originally and now this second time around that was borne by the FAA versus the city and county?
You know, we did a show on it, and it was a while back. It was years ago. I don't even remember the numbers. Off the top
yeah,
of my head.
I don't either. That's why I'm asking. But yeah. I do know that I think their portion of it was over 90%.
Right.
I may be
mm-hmm.
wrong.
You're right.
It was like $10 million to build a runway.
And
I know that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you know, when they make a decision, well, runways are only really, like the previous caller mm-hmm. said, the impact of an aircraft is transmitted down to the 4 foot level, and structure beyond that, as far as the landing aircraft is concerned, doesn't matter. When and the FAA are not the type of people that will listen to a local engineering firm or anyone with experience.
Hmm.
So I know people are really hot around here about the cost of redoing it. But again, mm-hmm. if the FAA paid 90%+ the first time, and if they do that again this time, the biggest concern for me
mm-hmm.
Locally is what happens to all those people that are out of work for 4 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention the inconvenience to people that use the services there at the airport weren't employees.
The other big...
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
hey,
thanks
for that. The other bigger issue, though, is that's our tax dollars.
Right.
So
why
there's no accountability for our tax dollars.
How come so many people...
FAA money is ours. That's
yes, but so many people are willing to talk about FAA money as if it came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't get that attitude.
As if they're
attitude.
Paying for it.
They're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And to say... that since the FAA said you only have to worry about 4 feet, you don't have to be concerned about the volcano underneath that 4 feet. Mm-hmm. Then it's okay. Go ahead. And when the volcano comes, we'll worry about it then.
Is this a way to keep the budgets flowing?
Uh-huh. Because you have...
I'm just questioning.
You have every right to say, okay, the FAA says we can build our runway. Now let's see what we have to do to build it right.
Right.
They didn't take that step. They said, okay, the FAA said we can do it wrong. So let's do it wrong.
From what I heard, the original company put in millions to help it to pass, right? To make sure it passed. I think that they weren't even maybe counting on that they had to put forth into that project. And they possibly wanted to sue. I don't know. Because none of this was in advance worked out. So,
but they knew the blue clay was there.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine a thinking person saying, okay, the FAA is willing to ignore the blue clay, but should we?
Yeah, exactly. We build roads better than this. Why in the world are we not? To me, I mean, that's honestly the first question I have is, are they trying to get those budgets to a certain point? Everybody lives off their future budget. And if they don't meet that budget, spend equation, then.
But if the city had said, you know what? Let's go ahead and dig down the 20 feet, replace that blue clay soil with good soil.
Yeah,
let's spend that
soil.
Money. Would the FAA have said, well, then no, we're not going to approve the runway? Of course not.
Right.
As long as their plan included that first 4 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just logic. It's basic logic.
Yeah. And here we are looking at an almost $40 million, the most expensive runway. That's
and no guarantee that the new one's going to last 25 years either.
Yeah.
No guarantee of that.
Because if they mixed soils, if they allowed, obviously, the problems in, if they didn't solve that issue, then, I mean, who's to say that would not happen again?
Well, and the caller also, when we brought up the homes, the caller also said, well, you know, the homes, you know, they have engineers that look at that and they're required to fix all these problems before they build. Well, the reality is they were really required to do all that before they built the airport, too.
So who signs off on all of that? I mean, the city at some level, right? City engineers,
of course,
they have to sign off on
that. Of course somebody does.
Knowing that there's going to be some issues, knowing there's going to be problems. I don't know, when I was just researching the wall alone, it was so fascinating to me who got the contracts and possibly why, how the numbers are elevated to the point of just insanity. Now, I realize if they have to take a runway out and they have to put one in and they have to go deeper, that's going to cost, right?
Yeah.
It would have cost a lot less had we done it right in the beginning.
The first time.
But I haven't seen any accountability. There's been no articles about asking about this, which is always surprising to me. Where's all the numbers? Why aren't they asking? Why aren't we as a community saying, I'm sorry, we just built that? Because every time we're laid a problem like this before us, we don't ever say, well, wait a second, why are we having to do this? We just say, well, how much will it cost? And we'll be out, 4 months? Okay, we'll deal. We're always dealing with it rather than asking better questions in the very beginning and why. Right. And I know there's people out there that, you know, I don't know. And I get the callers. I'm actually grateful you called because I want to hear from you. And this is in no way about you. This was just about the fact that we do tend to look at it like, well, the feds are paying. It's the feds paying, so what does it matter? Well, it is us. That is us. That's the only money. That's
and we may not pay all of it because our local little area isn't paying that
shared.
Much in taxes. But still taxpayers paying.
But isn't this the symptom of just such a bigger problem at hand with all of this?
Yes.
When we see a wall that is costing us $25, $26 million a mile in some areas, and Israel's doing it for under $2 million, and India, Bangladesh wall under $2 million, at 1.2 actually, 1.2 a mile, when we're seeing things get built for much cheaper, what in the world is going on with these government contracts? I was actually joking around with my boys, and I said, man, if you really want to go into business and make a buck, you go into government contracts. This is where you're going to make all your cash, because nobody ever asks. Do you know they could have said that runway was going to cost $50 million? Who's going to say, who's going to ask? Then you have a city that approves it that doesn't know a whole lot about runways. And so they tend to go to the lower bidder. But if all those bids are exorbitantly high, you're going to go to the lowest high.
Yeah.
So it keeps ratcheting up is my point. And nobody seems to be concerned that we're dealing with this and nobody's asking. That drives me nuts.
Well, and once they've approved something for too much money, it's easier to approve the next thing for too much money.
Exactly.
And the next
and
thing
the next
for too
thing,
much
because
money.
Because no one will ask a question.
That's right.
Nobody,
it cost this
not
the last
asking.
Time.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm not going to question that it might cost $23 million and that it might end up being $27 million is the numbers on the new runway. And so if we don't, and this is for whoever's listening around the globe right now, because we're listening to in a lot of places right now. Why don't we ask more questions about government contracts? Who gets them and why? Is there nepotism in those contracts? Because they're worth a lot of money and no one's going to ask you why. They don't even break it down. Not one article asked how much is it a mile on the wall, on the border wall. Nobody disclosed it.
Nope.
Go look for yourself. You'll never see it because nobody wants to disclose that. They want
to
give you the final
yourself.
Number and they just want you to just forget about it and they want you to think it's Fed money. Don't worry about it. No problem. And that is not, we are create, like when I said last week, we're driving the train of corruption because we're allowing these numbers. We're allowing all this to go on. They're doing the 57 miles for $1 billion, $17 million a mile to slow this project down, to make it seem as if it's going to be so costly and so expensive. It isn't. It absolutely isn't. We could do it under $2 million. Even if we did it at $3 million, for $1 billion, we should be looking at over 300 miles of fence.
Yeah.
We only have about, from what they did for the Secure Fence Act, for basically they screwed that whole project.
Yeah.
But and used the money nefariously. But we have about, it's about 2,000 miles, the entire border. Now, we already have some of it built.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we were looking at 1,500 miles, do the math. Even at $3 million a mile, if you wanted to go way over budget. See, so the fact that we're going to accept $26 million a mile or $17 million a mile, not ask any questions, these people are making bank off our federal dollars. Who awards these things? The cities on local levels, who's awarding this? The state, who's awarding contracts? Who's getting them? Who is getting these contracts? It just, I don't know. It just seems really bizarre to me, the whole process of a government contracts now. And I think that we should be looking a little closer. When I looked at the comments under one article that said, we're finally building it, everyone was like, winning, we're finally building it. Not one person asked. There wasn't a single, I looked at all of them. There wasn't a single comment on all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments that said, but why are we paying such an exorbitant price and why are they making it seem like it's going to take forever to be built? So just some questions. Just some questions that I think that if we were a populace that was on it, we'd be asking a little bit more.
Should be able to do the entire border for under $10 billion.
Uh-huh. Oh, easy. In fact, probably around $5 billion, $4 billion. I mean, honestly, we should be looking at that. That's why it wouldn't be that difficult to do. We'll go and help Israel build their wall. Why won't we build this one? And nobody wants to... They want to act like it's going to take 50 years. I guess we're the only country. We're that incompetent. We 57 miles for $1 billion. Wow.
Yeah.
We need to score on those government contracts. What we need to do.
Yep.
Jeez Louise, nobody asks questions. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show on the national show. So join us on that in just a minute.
Summer is just around the corner, and it would be nice to get your yard just how you've dreamed it would be. Beat the heat. Get a free design session today from Stewart Awning or the Barbecue Hut of St. George. One of their design professionals will come out for a free estimate and help you plan your dream yard. Summer's coming, so don't wait. Discover how Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George can convert any backyard into your favorite place to relax and enjoy family and friends. Call Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George today.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.